Your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, so we have once again from Solomon, the wisest man who I believe ever lived, of course, apart from our Lord Jesus Christ. Great wisdom here. So in verses 1 through 6, I think that these verses are all of the same topic generally, and then that there are also subtopics under it. But notice, here's what Solomon teaches us here. Make the most of the opportunities that you have today. And don't wait for a better opportunity to come along. Here's the first thing he says. Cast thy bread upon the waters, and it shall return after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Notice, you don't know what's coming, so make that right use now. You say, well, I would be generous to this person or that person, but you know, if I wait another month or another year, I'll have so much more to be generous with. Solomon says, do you recognize the folly of such a statement as that? Because you do not know what is coming. And so cast your bread upon the waters. Do it today. It will return. God promises you a righteous return. Whereas if you do not cast your bread upon the waters, guess what? He doesn't promise anything. There's no promise for that. Remember that rich fool that Jesus speaks about in Luke's gospel, whose crops brought forth so much so that he didn't have anywhere to store it. So what did he say? He said, I know what I'll do. I'll build bigger barns so I can store up for years and years, and I'll put my feet up and I'll enjoy my goods for years to come. Now what does Jesus say? Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And now whose will those things be which thou hast so diligently labored to store up? You've lost all of your opportunity to do good with that. You've lost it all. Rather, what Jesus is saying there is that if you have such a windfall that you cannot spend it for many, many years, cast it on the water. Here's what Solomon says. It will return to you after many days. But you have no guarantee of a good use if you hoard it. no guarantee of a good use if you plan to spend it on your pleasures. No guarantee at all. So be generous. The Lord says you will be blessed. Now, I'm not talking about a give-to-get scheme. Please hear what Pastor Riddell is saying. I'm not saying, oh, you can't outgive God now. The more you give, the more you get. No, the spiritual blessings that you receive will be far beyond anything that money can bring. What does the Lord say in Malachi chapter 3? Challenge me. Isn't that what he says? Challenge me. See, if you bring all of the tithe into my storehouse, whether or not I will open the gates of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you so large you'll not be able to receive it. And the Lord's not talking about gold or pennies from heaven. He's talking about those spiritual blessings. All right, so that's the first part there. Notice also then, make the most of your opportunities with regard to your labor and your responsibilities. Make the most of your opportunities with generosity, number one. Make the most of your opportunity with labor and with responsibility. Now, this is different from Solomon's word on the sluggard back in Proverbs. This is a different word. This is not laziness. This is a pretended sagacity. Sagacity is a big word that means, being wise, right? Being savvy. Okay, so the man goes out to plow in the morning and he says, oh, I don't know. I don't know about plowing today. It's pretty windy. Maybe, I think I'll wait for the wind to die down. Or he goes out to reap and he says, oh, look at those clouds. I don't know. I think I'll have a better opportunity later for my plowing and for my reaping because this weather, you know, what's being said? Solomon, after a little bit of an interlude, will say what? In the morning, go out there and sow. And in the evening, go out there and reap. Why? Because you don't know what will be after these clouds depart and after this wind departs. The next wind that comes may blow your house down. The next set of clouds that come over may wash your field away. You don't know that. You can't know. Take up the opportunity that you have now. Now, most of you know that I used to be a boss, part owner in a very large electrical contracting firm. And I will tell you that I have seen this kind of attitude with people and their work. They procrastinate, put off. Procrastinate, put off. There's a better opportunity coming for me to get that done. I'll be of a better frame of mind tomorrow. I'll be in a better place tomorrow. I'll be in a better desk tomorrow. I'll be in a better office tomorrow. All of that may be true. They may actually be in a better place mentally tomorrow. But what is the word of the Lord? Take up that work today. Don't put it off tomorrow. Why? Because you can't know what tomorrow brings. The opportunity that you have that is in your hand now, that is the opportunity that you take. There are those, and I've seen it happen. With every good intention, things will be better if I do that tomorrow. And then they get up in the morning tomorrow and something else happens and they can't get it done. And then the next day something else happens. And the next day something else happens. And now they're days behind because they didn't take it up the first day when they could have, although it would have been a little more difficult. That's exactly what Solomon is saying here. If it's windy, go out and plow anyway. Yes, it will be more difficult, but it may be less difficult than what's coming. You simply don't know. If God has given it to you today, take it up and do it. Oh, this kind of diligence. Young men, you've heard me say this before, I'll say it again. In today's economy, in today's climate, in today's workforce, listen very carefully. If you show up every day at your job, if you work hard and protect the interest of your employer, if you let him in his natural observance of you, if he sees that you're hardworking and diligent, that you're looking for something to do, that you're not putting it off until tomorrow, that you're protecting his interest and you're not stealing from him by wasting his time as he pays you on an hourly basis, guess what? You show up like that for 6 months, he'll offer you a partnership. Because it's not happening today. You have a wonderful opportunity to ingratiate yourself through hard work into decent employers who are looking for someone who will indeed work hard and protect their interests. All right, so Solomon has this interlude here, right? If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. If the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. What's he saying? Once the tree falls, there's no more opportunity for it. So take it up now. Solomon is being very urgent here with regard to our responsibilities, and I'd be remiss if I wasn't being at least as urgent as that. As thou knowest not the way of the Spirit, or how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, even if it's windy. That's the implied understanding there. In the evening, withhold not thine hand, even if it's cloudy, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Notice what he says. Look up, not down. Look for God's increase, not that he's going to blow your house down. But do so with diligence. That is wonderful counsel today. All right, so then 7 through the end of the chapter. Light is sweet, a pleasant thing it is to behold the eyes of the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. What is Solomon saying? It doesn't really matter how long you live. Your opportunities are limited. It doesn't really matter how long you live. Your opportunities still are limited. And so, be like we said last week, be like the mayfly. Right? Who rises up out of the water and gives it his all for his short existence. Because the way Christ said it, it is for us to work while it is day. Because the night comes when no man can work. And he's echoing the words of Solomon here. And then finally the chapter ends. Notice, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. And let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Remember then, those of you who are yet in your youth, that God has given you your youth to be used for Him. He's going to say, how does the next chapter open? Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth before those opportunities are gone. Well, this is great counsel from Solomon. All right, well, let's stand. Oh, you know what? Let's not. Let's remain seated for a moment.